This is WSKG News. You may not think much about bond ratings. These reports generally are for investors and anyone purchasing debt. Last month, Moody's Investor Service issued bond rating reports for the city of Elmira and Chemung County. Elmira got a negative rating. Chemung's rating was positive, even though Elmira is in Chemung County. So why the difference? WSKG's Gabe Altieri explains.
Moody's says there are a lot of similarities in the economic makeup of Elmira and Chemung County. Jobs have left, the population has dropped, and the result is a smaller tax base. So why would Chemung be a good bet for investors, but Elmira not so much? Kristen Jacoby worked on both reports for Moody's. She says the way sales tax revenue is spread out is benefiting the county.
While they are both exposed to economically sensitive sales tax revenues, the county has been able to mitigate much of the loss associated with this by changing the redistribution formula. So it currently is planning to keep more for itself.
In other words, Chemung County gets a larger share of sales taxes because it changed the formula in 2013. Now the county gets a higher percentage than its cities, towns, and villages. So Elmira has had to find other sources of revenue, like property taxes. The city has been able to go over the state cap in recent years, and that's eased the financial burden. Moody's considers this a positive. Still, job loss and a shrinking tax base have hit Elmira harder than the county.
Its income and wealth levels are much lower than the county's, and its poverty rates are higher. So though it's been able to increase its taxes in recent years above the cap, these lower income and wealth levels may limit their ability to raise revenues going forward.
To get a view of each financial situation, take a look at each budget for 2017. Elmira raised taxes and cut operating expenses just to break even. Meanwhile, Chemung avoided raising taxes for the 12th straight year. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.